All right, before we start the lesson, let's take time to confess our sins so that we will be in fellowship. We'll explain all that later. And so that the Holy Spirit will be teaching us as we go through this lesson. And we will, in addition, we will pray and ask for God's wisdom and God's guidance as we go through the lesson. Okay, let us pray. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for the word that you have given us to teach us, instruct us, and show us how we are to walk through this life. Help us to be attentive and to be fully concentrating on the things that are presented, and give us the words and give us the understanding so that we can apply this to our lives as we seek to glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we have reached the end of chapter 1. This is the last lesson in chapter 1. This is lesson 6 in the series Lessons for the Breakfast Table. The title of this lesson is God is Huge but Personal. We've established the size and power of God in our previous lessons. 1 Kings 8:27 confirms what we have discovered, saying, "The heavens, even the highest heaven, cannot contain you." What this means is that there is absolutely nothing in all of creation that can surround or limit God, because he has no boundaries. He has no dimensions or any other qualities that confine him to a space or a time. He is bound only by himself, which cannot change. He is the eternal, immutable, boundless, holy God. God is bigger than we ever imagine. It's more than we can hold in our minds. Yet he is up close and intimate. He is not distant, even though he is out there. Wherever else he is still right here. Jeremiah 23:23-24 confirms this, saying this, "Am I only a God nearby, declares the Lord, and not a God far away? Can anyone hide in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth?" God does not come down to us or go far out to tend to distant stars. He's already there, and he's already here. He fills everything in and around the universe because he is everywhere. We can't comprehend this, and we got a lot of questions about this, but regardless of how big he is, his extent and his size, we must understand this. He is very personal, a real being that knows us and knows everything about us, and he cares about us. Deuteronomy 10:14-17 says this, "To the Lord your God belong the heavens, even the highest heavens, the earth and everything in it. Yet the Lord set his affection on your forefathers and loved them, and he chose you, their descendants, above all the nations as it is today. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome." So God chooses to love us even though we are tiny, and he is huge and infinitely powerful. And wherever we are, he is there. Deuteronomy 31:8 assures us of His presence, saying, "The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." We begin to get a glimmer of what God thinks of us, even though we failed Him from the beginning. He loves us and watches over us. Proverbs 33, verses 13 through 15 says, "From heaven the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From His dwelling place He watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do." Finally, Psalm 136, 5 through 9 recognizes God's care for us as follows. Who by His understanding made the heavens, His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, His love endures forever. Notice God's infinity and yet His intimacy in this passage. He is the infinite Creator, yet He loves each of us personally. And as we will see, this is grace. Big God, yes, but also big love. Now, we have a couple of questions at the end of the lesson. Number one, where is God? Number two, what is God's abiding feeling toward us? Some other scriptures that we have added at the end of the lesson, we'll give these. The first one is Psalm 113:4. "The Lord is exalted over all the nations, His glory above all, above the heavens." Genesis 28:15, "I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." Proverbs 5:21 and 22, "For a man's ways are in full view of the Lord, and He examines all his paths." We've got to remember this. It must always be remembered and recalled that God is the infinite, all-powerful Creator. We must never forget His bigness. Much of what we will understand about God and His plan for us is predicated and based on a perspective of God as huge and competent, and we ourselves as small and inadequate. But at the same time, very important, we must remember His love for us, because as we shall see, love is the basis for His sharing His great righteousness and strength with us. Now, that ends chapter 1, and next time we're going to take up chapter 2. The name of it is Acknowledging God, and that chapter's got 3 lessons in it. It includes, number 1, a brief look at what it means to acknowledge God. And secondly, it will take a look at acknowledgement of God at salvation. And then the third lesson is about acknowledging God after salvation in our daily lives. Father, we thank You for the privilege of sitting at Your feet and learning Your word. And we pray for wisdom. We pray that this information that we've heard will process into our hearts, and that it will be lodged there as wisdom so we can apply it as we go through this day. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.